Guinea fowl has become an important bird in the Ghanaian economy with foreign exchange potential. The question, however, is what should farmers interested in taking up guinea fowl rearing as a career do? An assistant director at the Animal Production Directorate of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Franklin Yeboa, tells Radio Ghana more on guinea fowl production.
Guinea fowl is like raising broilers all day, but in our part of the world, what traditionally farmers do is that, you know, raise them, leave them captive. What we are now advising farmers with a local bird to have hatcher where they keep the bird at least at night, and during the day we allow them having and then give them also some supplementary feed. Now, what we need to know is that these birds are also prone to diseases like the Newcastle and Gumbo. So there is a need to give them some vaccination at the initial stage. So we are advising them to at least keep them for about 3 to 8 weeks, okay, by which time they would have given them those necessary vaccinations, okay. Then they can now leave them having, and they also give them some supplementary feed. In the evenings, they come into their room, sleep, and then in the morning, they open them, give them some supplementary, and allow them to have it. By so doing, we'll also avoid predators, you know, attacking these birds, and then they can grow to maturity within 14 days. Basically need some small land. Depending on the size, you need some small land. You have to put up a structure which will house the bed, and you also need some watering troughs. That's the troughs that they will drink water from, and you also need some feed that you put in for the bed. The way we have been keeping them, farmers leave them right from the allow, like the hen brood and then hatch. So that is very small scale. At least if we can use some incubators, hatch more, and then also them indoors for the first 8 weeks. I think that is the way to go for the start. And by so doing, we'll get some farmers who will take it up as very commercial farming and go into it, just as we are doing for broilers and layers, where we have farmers who are doing 1,000 birds, some are doing 500 birds. We expect that. So we start farmers this way, and they see that there is money in it. It's a business. It is not a hobby. It's not something that you just do when you are in need, then you catch one or two, go and sell, and then maybe raise some school fees or something for your children's school. No. If you're able to go the way we are seeing them, they will know that there is money in it, and then somebody can commit money to it.
Mr. Yeboa also touched on what the ministry is doing to support interested farmers.
Currently, what we are doing is that using the hen hatch at the very lowest scale. So, ministry has procured 40 incubators, and those incubators are 1,000 egg capacity, and we have supported 40 farmers who are being partnered with other 40 farmers. So, they hatch 1,000 eggs, whatever they hatch, they share, and then they raise them. Ministry has also given them some support in the form of, you know, feed and also some vaccine to raise these birds 8 weeks, where they can also sell some farmers who like to fatten them to maturity and sell them off. We are also training them. We're giving them training, and we are continuing training them. Even this October, there will be some training for farmers. And next year, we have planned to train about 400 women and youth farmers and equip them with some guinea fowl to start with. The advice we want to give to people is that if farming is a business, it's not something that you can just get up and go in. And so it is important that you want to go into guinea fowl farming, seek knowledge, have the technical know-how, go into it, so that you don't just start anything and then tomorrow you say, oh, my birds are dying and I'm having this problem. But we know that the main challenge that we have in this guinea fowl production in the three northern regions is the Newcastle disease, which the veterinary services have produced the IGU vaccine, which can be used for these birds. And then we can curb this mortality that we have been experiencing. And so we are advising that farmers should consult the ministry at the district levels. We have the Ministry of Agriculture. They can consult them, the livestock officers, and they will help them.